بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن إمران بن الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: خيركم قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. قال عمران: فما أدري. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مرتين أو ثلاثة، ثم يكون بعدهم قوم يشهدون ولا يستشهدون، ويخونون ولا يؤتمنون، وينذرون ولا يوفون، ويظهر فيهم السمن. متفق عليه. حضرت عمران سنف حسين، عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما، reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who mentioned: the best of you are those who are in my era, my period, my zaman. In other words, the best of the people were in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who will follow them, those who will come after the Sahaba, which we refer to as tabi'in. ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who will come after the tabi'in, that is the tab'u tabi'in. So the best of people are those who are in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom we refer to the Sahaba. ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who are after them, and then those who are after the tabi'in. Imran says, I do not know if Rasulullah said it twice or three times. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, whether he just said it twice or he said it three times. Then he says, there will be such a group of people who will bear testimony, they will give witness for any matter without being asked to do so. Now in Shariat, only when you ask to be a gawah, a shahid, to bear witness in front of the qadi, then you will give your witness. Here, these people would not be bothered about whether they're speaking a lie, whether they're speaking the truth. They would just come and they will give, bear witness on behalf of some person without being called to give testimony. وَيَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ, and they will be disloyal, they will betray, and they will not fulfill their trust, they will not be trustworthy. So this is the quality. That means they will not be sincere, genuine, they will not be sadiq, they will not be honest, they will make khiyanat, they will be disloyal, and they will not be trustworthy. وَيَنْذِرُونَ وَلَا يُوفُونَ, they will take oaths and vows, and they will never fulfill those oaths and vows. وَيَذْهَرُوا فِيهِمْ أَسْيمًا, and the obesity will be apparent. In other words, what this is indicative of the fact that they will be living a very luxurious life, a life of pomp and splendor and plentiful, and they will consume and eat, and that will be the main purpose in life, so much so they'll become so fat and obese, the obesity will be very apparent amongst them. So again, we learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should have again a simple life, not a lavish life, where he just consumes all the time, that his food is just his main fikr and worry and concern, and he is not a loyal person, he is disloyal, and he just takes oaths, take qasam upon qasam, he never fulfills those qasam. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these people will come after the best of times. So the best of times is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, then the Tabi'een, then the Tab'u Tabi'een, and so many years have gone by, and we can see which part of the ummah we are of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us, may Allah give us the understanding to practice on all these teachings and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The important lesson here again is that a person should only give testimony in front of a qadi when he is requested to do so. There should not be any deception and treachery and disloyalty from amongst our side in any way. And whenever we take an oath, we should fulfill that oath. And overeating and excessive indulgence in food and having so much of luxuries, this should not be something that is apparent in us. Rather, we should have a very simple life. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ابن آدم، إنك أن تبذل الفضل خير لك، وأن تمسكه شر لك، ولا تلام على كفاف، وابدأ بمن تعول. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned: O man, that you spend your surplus. So a person has his wealth, and whatever is necessary, he keeps back. Whatever is extra, he's just going to save. Rasulullah says that you spend the surplus, it is better for you. Whatever you have excess beyond your needs, excess of your needs, and you spend that, you give it out in charity, خَيْرٌ لَكَ, it is better for you. وَأَن تُمْسِكَهُ شَرٌ لَكَ, and if you just hoard it, then that will be bad for you. If you just hoard it, it will be evil for you. وَلَا تُلَامُ عَلَىٰ كَفَافٍ, Rasulullah says, you will not be reprimanded or taken to task for keeping that which is necessary for you. You need money to pay your rent, your water, your lights, your food, your other basic necessities. There's no harm in keeping money for those things. But what is just surplus, extra, and a person has got so much more, he's just hoarding it, that is not going to be good for him. It's going to be evil. But whatever you're keeping for your own needs, وَلَا تُلَامُ عَلَىٰ كَفَافٍ, you will not be reprimanded for this. Then Rasulullah explains that charity begins at home, as we say, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ, and start spending first and commence with your dependents, your wife, your children, your parents many times, your parents are elderly, and they are depending on you. So you start giving them first, your family members, your workers, those who are under you, you should start giving them first, spending on them first. So this is what Islam teaches us, that whatever is extra surplus, more than what we need, then we should now spend it on the poor, the needy, and charity begins at home. First give. What is the purpose of giving everybody else when your own family is suffering? You've got people in your own family who are in desperate need, and they don't even have sufficient to survive, and we are giving so much of nafil sadaqat to so many other people. Therefore, we should start with those people who are under our care or our dependence. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah.